Mr. Hansmeier.
May it please the Court, Mr. Hartzler. This is a three-issue sentencing appeal. The first two issues involve guidelines miscalculations. The government has conceded reversible plain error. I am more than happy to discuss the issues if the Court has questions, but in light of the government's concession, I'm going to focus on the third issue. And that involves...
I do have one question, and it's similar to the question I asked in the last case, which is, does your client understand that the sentence following remand could exceed 84 months?
Yes.
84 months seems to me quite a modest sentence for this behavior.
The answer is yes, he understands.
He understands. Okay.
Nobody said criminal defendants were particularly bright, but go ahead.
Okay. But I would note that, the guidelines range on remand is going to be so much lower. We'll see what happens. But yes, he has been informed. On the Rule 36 remand, I don't know. I think it seems to be discretionary, one of the few purely discretionary decisions the panel of this Court makes. There doesn't seem to be a standard necessarily. It just seems to happen in some cases, and it doesn't in others. So it's a bit difficult to brief the issue, but we've tried. And this Court has focused more on the operation of bias or mindset concept. And so we've identified a few statements Judge Shadid made at the sentencing hearing that we think sort of tilts in our favor, the poster child of illegal immigrant comment, and the comment that this is a first for me, I'm not going to recommend placement, the Bureau of Prisons can do what they want with you. Obviously, the transcript doesn't tell us how Judge Shadid said those things, whether he grimaced, screamed, yelled, or, gave a wink to the criminal defense attorney. We don't know.
You don't think the court reporter note that, huh?
Right.
Screams from the bench?
Right. That's not noted. So I think it's a bit difficult, but I can tell you when we discussed this issue on whether we should ask for a Rule 36 remand, the criminal defense attorney who handled the appeal recommended it, and so we've done it, and he was there. So that leads me to believe that perhaps that our position makes sense, I guess. But beyond his comments, the nature of this error is just so fundamental. The idea that the probation officer drafted two pre-sentence investigation reports, which I've never seen before. Essentially, on remand, this is going to have to be redone. There has to be a new PSR where it's going to have to be a combination of this. We have a case coming from Iowa, a case coming from Illinois. So it's not a case where you have a judge sitting during a lengthy trial who knows the facts. It's not a case where you have just a simple guidelines miscalculation, a two-level enhancement that doesn't apply where the range goes down. This is a fundamental error that happened that just nobody caught.
You don't think that suggests that the judge could approach this with an open mind, saying, look, we all got this wrong, we're going to wipe the slate clean, start all over? Doesn't that sort of work against your argument that there's inherent bias here?
I don't know. Personally, I say no. To me, it operates the other way. I see what you're saying. But at the end of the day, he imposed what he thought a five-year sentence was a guidelines range sentence. Okay, it wasn't. And not only that, it wasn't even close to a guidelines range sentence. So I guess my position is that on remand, Judge Shadid, and for the record, we have no problems with Judge Shadid. I think we probably maybe like him more than the government. But putting that aside, in this case, the difference is just so great. it just seems to me that it would be somewhat difficult for the judge to move from 5 years on the high end down essentially to, you know, 3 years.
Is it mostly the poster child comment? You know, your client is the poster child for a long illegal immigrant sentence.
I think that helps us.
I mean, my concern about this is every time we decide one of these issues, we set a new bar.
I understand.
And that has implications for the future. And you're right, we don't really have a standard for this, but that means each new case sets a standard.
This is clearly not a bias case like, you know, Figueroa or the crabgrass on the lawn of life comment. It's not – clearly there is a continuum here, and we do not fall on one end or the other. So I think – I guess my response is if there were nothing else going on here, perhaps maybe Rule 36 shouldn't apply. If the error were minor, there didn't need to be – essentially everything needed to be redone. Perhaps – I don't know, maybe we wouldn't have asked for Rule 36 remand. But I think when you add the comments to the sentence imposed and compare that to the new range, to me it just, and based on the cases where this court has invoked Rule 36, it seems like this is one of those cases where Rule 36 would be invoked. For instance, Pennington, where the district court judge called an argument de minimis. Is that, you know, the difference there was 4 months. So that was a Rule 36 remand. How is that worse than this case? But again, there's no standard, so it's difficult. I'm sure Artzler can cite you a case where, you know, that's different factually that supports his position. So it just seems that we're talking about this panel's discretion. And based on the comments, based on the fundamental nature of the error, we have asked for a Rule 36 remand. And if there are no further questions, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, counsel. Mr. Hartzler.
I have nothing to add to our brief. I certainly want to make it clear that no one likes any judge better than the government likes all judges. So the comment about Judge Shadid was completely unfounded. If there are no questions, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. I take it, Mr. Hansmeier, there's nothing you wish to respond to. Thank you very much. The case is taken under advisement.